Dr. Saber tearing an office note on patient Luz Stella Munarriz, M-U-N-A-R-R-I-Z, Luz L-U-Z, Stella S-T-E-L-L-A, date of birth 2-2-1966, date of service 3-4-2024, per paragraph the patient is 58-year-old, Hispanic female, referred to see me by Dr. Amy Bryant for evaluation of medullary sponge kidney and recurrent kidney stones, per paragraph. Her past medical history includes long-standing history of medullary sponge kidney with recurrent kidney stones. She's had one ureteral stent placed in the past on the right side, period. She reports to me that she had scarring of the left kidney, period. Next history of hypothyroidism, next history of pyelonephritis in 1995 requiring hospitalization and stenting as mentioned, next history of recurrent urine tract infections, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes ureteral stenting and cystoscopy, C-section times 2, hysterectomy and sinus surgery, per paragraph. Allergies, she's allergic to ciprofloxacin, hallucinations, per paragraph. Social history, patient is married with two kids, no smoking, social alcohol use, no drug use. She works from home as a clerical job, per paragraph. Family history, mother with Alzheimer, father died from colon cancer. Sister has generalized calcifications, per paragraph. Review of systems reveals frequent headaches, frontal. She's had chest pains before 3 months ago for 5 days, and this was associated with sinus infection. Currently no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn. Left flank pain, positive on and off, radiating to the left lower quadrant. No dysuria, no hematuria. Nocturia times 1 noted, no straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying. She does report constipation as a problem. No leg swelling, hot flashes positive, or other systems reviewed are negative. COVID-19 vaccines, she never received any, period. Paragraph, current medications reviewed include levothyroxine and leothyronine. Current supplements include fish oil, magnesium, vitamin K, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, period, paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted, period, paragraph. Neck supple, no stiffness or GSD. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal instruments too. No murmurs heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is non-focal, per paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, done at Memorial Hermann on 2/9/2024 show the following. She has a thin walled cyst, right kidney, exophytic, measuring 1.7 centimeter with thin partial rim calcification. She has multiple small other cysts seen, simple. She has a hyperdense, non-enhancing 1.9 centimeter cyst as well on the right kidney. Innumerable tiny calculi, largest is 4 millimeter on the right kidney. On the left kidney, there is some lobulation of the cortex of the left kidney and renal cortical scarring, innumerable tiny stones, the biggest is 8 millimeter in maximum diameter. Multiple small cysts are seen on the left kidney as well, simple. Patient has colonic diverticulosis, period. Her thyroid peroxidase antibodies were positive at 40. thyroglobulin antibody was negative, total cholesterol 238, HDL 49, triglycerides 166, LDL particle numbers 2270. Apolipoprotein B is high at 121, lipoprotein A is normal at 66, hsCRP is high at 1.5. Her LPA2 activity was normal. LDL cholesterol was 159. BUN10, creatinine 0.7, GFR 101, potassium 3.8, AST14, ALT24, hemoglobin 15.3, platelet count 250, period paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1 medullary sponge kidney with recurrent kidney stones. We are going to do a 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup to pinpoint the etiology, statistically, hypercalciuria and hypocitraturia are the reasons for recurrent stone formation. We are going to pinpoint the etiology and address it accordingly. We're going to screen patient for bone densitometry for osteoporosis with bone densitometry. We'll see her back in 3 weeks to discuss the results of the 24-hour urine collection and for further recommendations. Period. Next diagnosis is right complex kidney cyst with calcification of the walls. This cyst needs to be followed with imaging in 6 months to a year. Patient is going to see urology as well for innumerable stones. We'll coordinate with urology for their care, period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Amy Bryan, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see her back in 3 weeks. I will keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Amy Bryant.